Foxton Readers Level 2. Silas Marner by George Eliot. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Just outside the village of Raveloe, in an old stone house, there lived a weaver. He was a strange, lonely man with wild brown eyes. He didn't mix with the villagers, and they didn't trust him because he had fits. When this happened, he stood with his eyes open, but he seemed to be asleep. He knew how to use plants as medicine, and the villagers thought he might be evil because he didn't go to their church. The weaver's name was Silas Marner. The men of the village met in the village pub, the Rainbow, and they discussed the weaver.
"What do you think of Silas Marner?" asked Mr. Snell, the pub owner.
"He's a strange one," said Mr. Lammeter. "He's a skilled weaver, but he doesn't want to make friends with us."
"Where did he come from?"
asked an old man.
"Nobody knows," said Mr. Snell. "Far away, and he speaks with a strange accent. He's not from here."
"He seems to do magic with those plants, and I don't trust a man who doesn't come to church," said Dr. Kimball. Silas Marner was born in a big city in the north of England. He grew up with his best friend, William Dane, and he was engaged to his first love, Sarah. All three attended a local chapel. The chapel-goers knew about Silas Marner's fits, and they thought God sent them, because he was a good man.
Once, an elderly neighbour became very ill,
and Silas and William stayed with him at night time, Silas first and William later. One night, William did not arrive for his time with the old man. Silas fell asleep, and when he woke up, the man was dead. The next day, the chapel leader came to see Silas. "You must be honest with me, Silas," he said.
"Our neighbour died last night while you were with him.
Today, we found that his money has gone. Did you steal it?" Silas was shocked.
"No, sir. I have never stolen anything in my life," he said. "You can ask my good friend William."
"We have asked William," said the chapel leader. "He believes you stole the money." Silas couldn't believe his ears.
Did William think he was a thief?
How could he trust his friend again? The chapel leader searched Silas's room, and he found the dead man's empty money bag.
"How did the bag get here?" thought Silas. "Maybe I had a fit. I'm sure I didn't steal it. How can I face Sarah? The bag was in my room, and William won't help me. Will Sarah believe me?"
Silas was confused and frightened to speak to Sarah. He didn't want to lose her. He didn't speak to anyone. He stopped going to chapel and stayed at home. 1 month later, he heard the news that Sarah was married to William. Silas Marner was heartbroken. He left his home city and travelled south to the village of Raveloe. Raveloe was the opposite of the big northern city. There were no factories or traffic. It was green and peaceful. Fruit grew on the trees and animals fed in the fields. Silas moved into an old stone house and started to weave for the villagers. It was the only skill he had, and he wanted to do it well. He didn't think about the money he earned. Even in his new home, Silas couldn't trust anyone. He stayed in his house weaving and didn't mix with the villagers. He worked hard, so he earned good money. Silas didn't need much money, so he made a leather bag and began to save his gold in it. He hid it in a hole under the floor. When there was too much money, he made another bag. He loved to look at his gold and count his money, so he developed the habit of taking it out every night. He put it on the table, touched it, and looked at it. He didn't want to buy things with his money. He just wanted to keep it. 15 years passed, and nothing much changed for Silas Marner in Raveloe, but his love of money grew and grew. Around Christmas, in the 15th year of Silas Marner's stay in Raveloe, something happened that changed his life forever.